Speaking of Reliability, a podcast with good friends talking with you about reliability engineering topics. Welcome to Speaking of Reliability. Today's short is brought to you by Adam Barrett.
I remember when I first started in the reliability engineering discipline, seeing all these distributions and statistical methods and looking at them and seeing how they were intimidating. There's so many, and it seemed like it would be an infinite lifetime to study them to where you could competently use them. One of the things that really surprised me, though, is how they don't drive analysis, but were kind of really more background tools to be selected as needed, and that primarily there were a handful, just a few, and there were others that really could be put aside and instead use just good logic. So, for example, you know, the idea of having to learn RELX in great depth as a software tool to be able to do predictions, you know, based on part count and these large databases. And I was like, God, that's just going to be such an investment. But then digging into it and realizing you can really generate a lot of really good data for predicting performance with tests. If you just stop and think about the kind of test you want to do, there's a lot you can do in a benchtop or what I call the Home Depot test, you know, where you just are able to create, you know, the use case replicated enough to generate data, random failure rate data. And actually how that's much more valuable. So many of these older, you know, using the term old school, predictive analytical techniques were also kind of outdated and shouldn't be relied on as heavily. And there was kind of this new generation I was a part of that would in fact use more of this kind of real life approach than just leaning on the heavy statistical side and predictive side. So I kind of found that to be really interesting. And when I talk with new reliability engineers, I often actually hear that, you know, and see that progression is going to happen for them, where if you read a lot of books, there's a lot of these very statistically based, you know, heavily analytical approaches, but you kind of, you know, begin to describe to them how I approach some of these projects, and you can see they're surprised, the same as I had, and there's a little bit of relief too, because there's not that leap of faith that what you're, you know, pulling out of tables or databases or part count type stuff is going to work. There's a leap of faith to that those are structured in a way that works. Instead, you know, you get to use your logic and you can speak with confidence about the results when you've designed the test and generated the data and use these very common, you know, these handful of analytical methods for them. I mean, I'm talking about things as simple as using a chi-square distribution to translate test data of runtime and failures to a statistical confidence statement. Or using, you know, a Weibull type analysis, which, you know, can be done, you know, usually it is almost always done in software, but the first times I did it by hand so that I understood how it worked. And then once you understand how it worked, you can, again, you're going to do a lot better with using a software. The software, instead of guiding you, just becomes a calculator, the same way if you want to do multiplication, you know, it's a way to just do it quicker, but you understand it so well, it's just doing the computation for you and you're not intimidated by the black box. So yeah, I found that to be a progression that I went through and then saw so many others go through. And I think as we go forward with this discipline, we'll clearly heavily relying more on our good engineering intuition and the amazing diversity of technology nowadays, and that it can't just be represented by archived databases of information.
Thank you for listening to today's Speaking of Reliability short. We look forward to hearing your stories. Head over to ascendoreliability.com/go/SOR and let us know what's been pivotal in your career. What have you learned that has made a difference?